Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the Hoopa Ambulance Base on Airport Road to meet with a victim who suffered a gunshot wound. The details surrounding the shooting are unknown at this time. The victim was transported to a hospital and underwent surgery. The victim is currently in stable condition. An investigation into the shooting is currently underway by sheriff's deputies. Wednesday, College of the Redwoods honored those who generously donated scholarships and the students who received those scholarships for both the fall and spring semesters. College of the Redwoods awarded nearly $125,000 in scholarships this year, which is over 200 scholarships ranging from $75 to $2,000. A few of the scholarships mentioned this year included the Rotary Club of Eureka, S.H. Payne Memorial Scholarship, and the Maud Teal Cadoni. If CR students wish to apply for scholarships this fall, you have until September to apply. Tuesday night in Redway, sheriff's deputies arrested and booked 49-year-old Clinton Sheeling, who was heavily intoxicated in public prior to deputies arriving to the scene. Deputies responded to a residence in the 400 block of Parr Avenue on a report of Sheeling wielding a firearm while intoxicated. Upon arrival, deputies contacted Sheeling in the front yard of the residence. During a search of his person, an empty holster was found. It was determined Sheeling hid his firearm in the house prior to deputies arriving, and deputies were able to locate a .357 Magnum hidden inside the wall of the residence. Sheeling was booked in a county jail for public intoxication and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Humboldt State University will begin a 2-year seismic upgrade of 2 key facilities on campus. The school has received more than $15 million in bond funding from the Cal State University system, and that funding will be used to upgrade the campus library and the theater arts building. More than $5 million will be used to upgrade the library, while more than $7 million will be used to upgrade the theater arts building. The remaining funding will be used to upgrade electrical, elevator, plumbing, and fire systems in those buildings. The plan to upgrade both facilities have been a top priority for school officials, and the work is expected to begin this summer. A bill for sport fishing has been introduced. Dan Squire has more.
Some good news for fishermen. State Senator Tom Berryhill has introduced a bill that would make it easier for fishing enthusiasts to get sport fishing licenses in California and would change the time frame those licenses were valid. Citing a steep drop in the number of licenses issued, Berryhill has authored SB 345, the Sport Fishing Stimulus Act, that would replace the current calendar year fishing license to one that is valid for 12 consecutive months instead. The bill would also lower the cost for a junior angler license, and the measure would cover both saltwater and freshwater licenses. Berryhill said in a statement that convenience and cost were two hurdles to get a fishing license, and that's led to a drastic drop in the number issued, and that's hurt the state's economy.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This morning in Eureka, Caltrans hosted a memorial service at their District 1 headquarters to remember those who have lost their lives while working in that district since 1927. The event was free for the public to attend, and they joined Caltrans officials in honoring 15 employees who have lost their lives while working on highways and roadways in our region. This event was held after the 120th anniversary of the entire Caltrans department on Wednesday. The statewide Caltrans Memorial will be held next Thursday on the western step of the state capitol. A bill that would allow for physician-assisted death in California has advanced out of the Senate Health Committee. It's the first major hurdle and will now head to the Senate Judiciary Committee to work out the details. The bill would allow a terminally ill California resident to end their own life. Hundreds of people were in attendance at the Senate hearing chamber on Tuesday to voice their support for the measure. The bill was modeled on the Death with Dignity Act that's been in place in Oregon since 1997. Similar bills have failed 5 times in California since 1992, but the support for this type of bill has steadily grown. Senators Lois Wolk and Bill Monning said in a statement that the fears raised by opponents have proven to be unfounded in the 2 decades since the Oregon law passed. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.